Progressive lawmakers and caregiving advocates launched a campaign today to establish what they're calling a universal family care system in Maine. If approved by the legislature, the system would provide child care and home care services for all children, seniors, and people with disabilities, regardless of income. Patty White has more.
The goal, say supporters, is to solve persistent problems facing Maine families, such as finding and paying for child care. Speaking at a press conference in South Portland, single mom Tabitha Whalen says she had to shell out a third of her paycheck for a babysitter, while her now 7-year-old son was on a wait list for Head Start child care for nearly 2 years. And before she found a sitter,
I had to bring my son into work with me where he would hang out in the Dunkin' Donuts lobby during my shift so that I wouldn't lose my job.
There's also the ongoing problem of providing care for seniors in Maine. Skip Worcester of Bangor says when his mom needed help with daily tasks, his family was forced to move her into a nursing home, away from her husband, where, he says, she deteriorated.
For many seniors, the assistance of home health care aides is what makes the difference between continuing to live independently at home or to be forced into assisted living.
And then there's the longstanding issue of paying care providers adequately, says Lori Moses, executive director of the Catherine Morrill Day Nursery in Portland.
Essentially, the low wages of the child care workers subsidize the entire child care system.
Some lawmakers and advocates see a connection between these problems and have devised a solution. Ben Chin of the Maine People's Alliance says Maine needs to create a universal family care system.
Every family in Maine be able to get child care for every kid under four, and every senior, every person with disability would be able to get home care when they need it. And it would be regardless of income.
Essentially, it treats senior and early child care like public education. Everyone can access it. It would be funded, says Chin, by enacting a 6% payroll tax on high incomes.
Our plan closes the payroll tax loophole that allow the wealthy to avoid paying payroll taxes on the vast majority of income they make over $118,000. This solution raises over $400 million each year.
Enough, says Chin, to provide universal care to all Maine children, seniors, and people with disabilities, as well as to boost caregivers' wages to ensure a stable, well-trained workforce. Democratic Representative Heather Sanborn, who's sponsoring a bill to establish universal child care, says it would benefit families and the state, which is grappling with an aging workforce.
We have to make Maine the place that young families seek out to raise their kids and make their careers. What if Maine were the place in the country where parents could continue to develop their careers while also being able to afford high-quality care for their preschool-aged kids?
Supporters say they expect political resistance to such a sweeping plan. But Democratic Representative Drew Gattine, who's sponsoring a bill to establish the universal family care system, says he thinks it's time for bold action.
You hear Democrats and Republicans and independents, and you hear people in the executive branch and people in the legislature talk all the time about, we need to help people with disabilities. We need to do more for our seniors. We need to make sure that our kids are showing up at school ready to learn. You know, what's frustrating is that we nibble around the edges. You know, we do small things here and there, provide a little bit of funding here, a little bit of funding there. But at the end of the day, we're not really getting a lot of traction around really solving the problem.
If approved, the system would be phased in over 4 years and fully implemented in 2021. But the proposal first awaits scrutiny and debate in the legislature. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.